This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. Australia's Victoria State recorded its 17th straight day without any new local coronavirus cases on Saturday, as officials focus on keeping the community separated from staff and players here for the next month's Australian Open. As many as 72 players have been confined to their hotel rooms for 2 weeks upon arrival and unable to train for the February 8th through 21st Tennis Grand Slam after passengers on three charter flights tested positive for the virus. Groups representing the U.S. travel industry and airlines are voicing opposition to the mandatory quarantines for air passengers arriving in the United States from overseas. This after President Joe Biden signed an order to take that step. Biden on Thursday issued an executive order directing federal agencies to require international air travelers to quarantine upon U.S. His administration also is implementing, effective Tuesday, a requirement that all U.S. passengers aged 2 and above get negative COVID-19 test results within 3 days before traveling. AstraZeneca has informed European Union officials it would cut deliveries of its COVID-19 vaccine to the bloc by 60% to 31 million doses in the first quarter of the year due to production problems. This is what's being reported by Reuters. The decrease deals another blow to Europe's COVID-19 vaccination drive after Pfizer and partner BioNTech slowed supplies of their vaccine to the bloc this week, saying the move was needed because of work to ramp up production. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com.